From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Before returning to Washington from Florida Monday, President Donald Trump named a new national security advisor, Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, who spoke, followed by the president.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation. I'm grateful to you for that opportunity, and I look forward to joining the national security team and doing everything I can to advance and protect the interests of the American people.
This is a great team. We're very, very honored. Our country is lucky to have two people like this, and frankly, after having met so many of the people in the military, we're lucky to have all of them. So thank you all very much. I'll see you back in Washington. We're leaving now.
McMaster will remain on active military duty, replaces Michael Flynn, the retired general who resigned after it was revealed he was not forthcoming about a conversation he had with Russia's ambassador. Mr. Trump also announced Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who's been his acting advisor, will serve as chief of staff for the National Security Advisor. South Sudan Monday declared famine in parts of the country, even as the UN warned more than a million children suffer from severe malnutrition in Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen. Isaiah Chol Aroi, South Sudan's National Bureau of Statistics director, blamed the country's civil war.
The long-term effects of the conflict, coupled with high food prices, economic crisis, low agricultural production, and depleted livelihood options, are all contributing to the deterioration of the food security situation, resulting in 1 in 4.9 million people severely food insecure.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Agency warned nearly 500,000 children in Yemen suffer from acute malnutrition, again the result of conflict. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence sought to reassure the European Union Monday of continued U.S. support and cooperation. Pence in Brussels said the two continents share a common heritage and values. But he repeated the U.S. position that Europe must boost its defense spending.
The truth is that many others, including some of our largest allies, still lack a clear and credible path to meet this minimum goal. So let me say again what I said this last weekend in Munich. The President of the United States and the American people expect our allies to keep their word and to do more in our common defense.
NATO leaders have agreed they need to begin spending at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense by 2024. Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak Monday said his government's investigation of the killing of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother will be objective. The North's top diplomat to Kuala Lumpur denounced the police investigation into the mysterious death of Kim Jong-nam, calling it politically motivated, demanding the North take part. South Korea insists Kim Jong-nam was poisoned by North Korean agents. Russia's longtime U.N. ambassador Vitaly Churkin died suddenly Monday in New York, a day before he turned 65, the cause unknown. A moment of silence in the General Assembly paid tribute to the Russian diplomat. Lana Nuseba, the ambassador from the United Arab Emirates, expressed condolences to Russia and the Churkin family.
He was a dear colleague of all of ours, a deeply committed diplomat to his country, and one of the finest people we have known. And I'd like to mark this moment here today with a moment of silence in memory of his service. Please stand.
Churkin had been at the UN post since 2006. Greece and its international lenders agreed to reforms of the country's pension system, income tax structure, and labor market, allowing further debt relief. Athens awaits a new infusion of an 86 billion euro bailout by the year's third quarter to meet debt repayment obligations. Pierre Moscovici is the European Economic and Financial Affairs Commissioner.
We still have some hard work ahead of us. Everything's not finished today. We still need to narrow our differences in terms of fiscal projections, and we still need to agree on all details of the policy package to conclude the second review.
The Eurozone is focusing on reform over austerity. In Syria, as preparations for Thursday's opening of Geneva talks on the political future continue, fighting is reported in Damascus. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least seven people killed in airstrikes in the Barza and Kabun neighborhoods of the capital's northeast. And a trial Monday opened in southern Turkey for nearly 50 people charged with attempting to assassinate President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.